Telmex CEO, Trump is America's unique strategic advantage on AI. By Olivia Rondo on March 10, 2026. Washington, D.C., David Kasem, the co-founder and CEO of telecommunications company Telmex, said President Donald Trump is a unique strategic advantage that the United States has over other countries in the race for artificial intelligence, AI, dominance. Speaking with Breitbart News political editor Bradley Jay at a Tuesday morning policy discussion, Kasem praised Trump for his forward-thinking leadership on AI and his administration's work aiding the technology's growth. While misconceptions about AI spooked some politicians, Trump immediately saw both the promise in the technology as well as the necessity of taking the lead in its growth to combat China on the geopolitical stage. "I think there's been a lot of doomerism on how AI is going to take white-collar jobs, and I don't think anything could be further from the truth," Kasem said. "Our folks are busier than ever. They're able to accomplish 10 times what they were able to accomplish even a year ago." Telmex, founded in 2009, enables people and businesses to use AI to send and receive texts and make and receive phone calls in real time. The technology is used by companies across multiple industries, including airlines and the Red Cross. According to Kasem, people need to realize it's not them versus AI. It's AI plus them, versus the rest of the world. And so that's where the opportunity really is. Jay pointed out that the president does not seem to have a doomer mindset regarding AI, but the opposite. "It seems like Trump has kind of understood this out of the gate. He's talked so much about the need for the United States to lead on AI, or else we will be led by China," the political editor said, asking Kasem how Trump has been leading the charge on the emerging technology. "We couldn't be more grateful for the work that the Trump administration has done," the tech co-founder replied, before echoing a July 2025 statement from NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang. I'll quote Jensen here, I may misquote him, but you know, the unique strategic advantage that the United States has is President Trump, and he's been able to sort of see through all the noise and tackle this on numerous fronts, right? Kasem said. Kasem highlighted Trump's December 2025 executive order, ensuring a national policy framework for artificial intelligence, which establishes a strategy to promote American AI dominance through a minimally burdensome national standard rather than 50 discordant state frameworks. Trump's strategy of one national regulatory framework, Kasem believes, will free innovators to concentrate on their products and services and not regulations that vary wildly from state to state – a compliance burden which would fall more heavily upon smaller businesses. Kasem stated he really hopes Congress comes to the table and takes it across the line. He also praised Trump for getting ahead of the energy issue concerning AI. The president introduced a ratepayer protection pledge, which he says will ensure electricity prices in communities where tech companies are building data centers will not rise, and in many cases will come down. AI takes down a lot of energy. That's just the reality that's likely not going to change anytime soon. We're going to need more of it, Kasem said. The Trump administration has prioritized work across multiple government agencies to cut unneeded rules and regulations. Kasem singled out the administration for working to solve the permitting problem regarding data centers needed for more AI technology. We need more data centers. We need more fiber. It should be easy to build in the United States. So those are all issues that the administration has been tackling, and we're obviously incredibly grateful for the work that they've been doing, Kasem said. So, yeah, there's always more that can be done, but we're in good shape. Federal Communications Commission, FCC, Chairman Brendan Carr also spoke at the Tuesday event, saying that Trump has been fundamentally reshaping the entire media ecosystem. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.